Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Tezvav. We are now into the sugyas of Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim, the last couple of dafim of the first perek. And today we'll talk about a topic based on the Mishnah in Meseches Trumos and really a related Shas topic. The Mishnah in Trumos that's quoted here on daf Tezvav of an Aleph. What happens if Chavish al Truma Shanishbura Bagata al Yona, there's a barrel of Truma. Actually, we'll do the first case first. Chavish al truma shenola v'asafik tuma. There's a barrel of truma that is now safik tuma. You're not sure if somebody tummy touched it or not. So what are you supposed to do? Rebbe Eliezer Omer, im ha'isu munachas b'makam ha'torfa, if it's already in a makam ha'torfa, in a place where it could be touched by others, yani chen b'makam ha'mutzna. Put it away. Put it away because you don't want it to become vaday tame. Right? Torfa Rashi says it's hefker. See, if it's safek tame, you have to put it in a makam mutzna. Rashi adayin muzhar al shmirasa. Right? Even though it's safek tame, you're still muzhar on its shmira. Why? The time of mafarish bebechoros es mishmeres trumosai shtay b'mashma, guard my truma. Both shtay b'mashma achas tahora v'achas tuluya. Tahar truma and safek truma has to be guarded. V'yam rachman avilei shimur. So mishmeres bishomer trumosai, my trumos, that includes vaday tahar and safek. That is the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. V'maisa magula yichasena, and if it's totally open, then cover it. Do whatever you can. Rabbi Shua Omer, the opposite. V'maisa munachas makam amutzna, yanichena b'makam atorfa. If it's in a hidden place that's not efka, that's not going to become tamei, you know what? But you want it to become vaday tamei. Right, Rashi? Klomar. Imratza yachol ligrom la tuma. If you want, you can cause it to become tamei. The kasavar yesh aim lemesoris, because we paskin yesh aim lemesoris. You go by how things are written, now how they're read. Uvitrumosai ksiv singular alma shemina leRabbi Yeshua tekima deina reuya elo lahadlaka. Since it's safek tamei and you can't drink it, you can't eat it. The only you could use it for is burning, as we know that kohanim are allowed to get hana'a from when they burn their truma tamei. Yachol ligro la tuma, you can make it vade tamei because there's no nafkamina in terms of how you treat it. Right, so that's the Mishnah in Meseches Trumos. So the Gemara tried to bring this as a parallel to our case. So is this the same kind of thing that in our Mishnah we say that midivrehem, right, going back to the Lashon of the Mishnah, and the Gemara here is trying to figure out who the divrehem is, but the Mishnah says that Amar Rabbi Meir, midivrehem lamadnu. Rabbi Meir says, from somebody's words up above, we learn that you're allowed to burn truma tahora imatamei lepesach when it's erev Pesach, and that you have truma tahora that's going to become chametz, and you know you have to burn it anyway. You can burn it with tummy, and it's going to become tummy anyway because you're not going to be able to eat it. So to here, you know, is that what we think? That's what maybe is a parallel to this case. And Rabbi Yeshua says you could open it and put it there in the makam tamei. The Gemara says midami. No, how could you compare the two cases? Hasam over there. Even Rabbi Yeshua says grama ba'alma. Even Rabbi Yeshua says you're only allowed to indirectly cause it to become tamei. Grama ba'alma. Hacha biyadayim. But here, our case, Rabbi Meir says you're learning biyadayim. Even one can do it. So this is much farther. So therefore, it cannot be a parallel to our case. Well, like Elahad Rabbi Yeshua, maybe it's the next case of Rabbi Yeshua. The second case mentioned is relating to, you have a barrel of truma that broke and it's falling into a chulin, which are tame. So the truma is falling into tame. So once the truma falls into the chulin tame, and the chulin tame basically become off limits for a Yisrael. So what do you do? What do you do in this case? Meaning, what are your choices? You could go find a tar kli, or you could just catch it right now to save your chulin. But if you catch it right now to save your chulin, so then you're going to be mitame the truma directly, versus just letting it fall into the chulin tameim, and it will become tame itself. So again, there the Gemara also relates to grama versus direct. The Mishnah says, Chavish al truma shenisbra begatal yona v'tachtona chulin tameim. Chulin Tmeyan, and you have Truma Tahora, and it's falling into Chulin Tmeyan. Modra, Blaz Rabbi Yeshua, they both agree. Shem Yochal Ahatzim Mena Revius Betara. If you could save a Revius, then Betahara Yatzel. Then you should go find a Kli, a Tahar Kli, and catch it. That was what you should do. Why a Revius? Rabbi Elchanan talks about this. Where does that shear come from? Ve'im Lav, and if you can't, if you won't be able to save a Revius, so then Rabbi Elchanan, Omer Teiret, Vitatame, Vayitamena Biyad. Rabbi Elchanan says, still, you're not allowed to be Matame the Truma with your hands. You have to let it fall into the Chulin Tameim, and it will become Tame Memela. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Afitamena Biyad. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you can be Matame at Biyad to save your Chulin. It's going to become Tame anyway. So you might as well make it tamei and save your chulin. So isn't that a parallel to our Mishnah? Yvadai, not just Grama. So the Gemara says, Yahachi, hi, mi divrehem, mi dvarami baile. So the Mishnah shouldn't say mi divrehem from both of their words. It's only Rabbi Yeshua who are bringing a raya from mi divrehem, mi dvarav. So the Gemara says, okay, hachiyar mi machlokosa, and shalablaz of Rabbi Yeshua, lamadnu, vichulu, and the Gemara continues. Okay, so this opens up a little bit are the sugya of Grama versus direct. That is a big sugya in many areas in Shas. Let's just touch on a couple of points that are related. The Pnei Yeshua right here, first we'll start with our case. The Pnei Yeshua right here wonders, what is the chilek between grama and direct? The Gemara says to the first case, no, you can't bring a raya because our case is where you directly put the truma that's chametz, truma tahara that's chametz with the truma tameya. In that case is grama. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, v'yesh l'daktek, da'kati, ma chilek yesh ben grama u ben biyadayim. And I know there's chilukim in other areas of halacha. The Pnei Yeshua won't deny that. But why in this case should be different to be manavshach? My kasava Rabbi Yeshua. What does Rabbi Yeshua hold? Rabbi Yeshua who says that you, in that case, you're allowed to put it in the makam torfa. Isvir le yeshem le mikra, evi oz yeshem le mikra, that it includes both the base trumos b'mashma, that it includes truma Torah and truma tameya, imkein hari muzar midaraisa lishmar afilu truma teluya. So then, is muzar to even protect Suffolk Truma, Suffolk Tame, Suffolk Torah, Imke, Amayanichan Makan Turfa, Vigalena, Hashimer Malia Boy. So why are you allowed to put it into a Makam Efker? The Koshke, Shlo Yigram Tuma, Bekavan, and you can't cause it to become Tame Vandai. Visra, Leishan Lemisores, and if you say Ishin Lemisores, then you only have to guard Truma, Tahora, Imke, Afilu Biadai Mudder. Meaning, what's the Gemara saying? Oh, he, Rabbi Yeshua, only allows grama. But Mimanevshach, if there's no mitzvah to guard Truma to Suffolk, so then you should be able to do it even via daim. And if there is, you shouldn't even be able to do it with grama. Why should grama and make a difference and a chilik in our context? That's his question. If he holds yeshem lemesaros, if kena filu biyadayim mudur mina tahara leisur, the kolshke lemay demasik hasam to bikra pligi udu koliyama yeshem lemesaros. Really, everybody agrees that it only applies to one. Ella be sure darish v'chol and he continues. So what's going on here? Watch army the chilik here. Vanir lafin esati bazeh says the Pnei Yeshua dahashet the kamar mi dummy. When the Gemara here says mi dummy, how could you compare Rabbi Yeshua who says you can only do it with grama and our Mishnah which is direct? Boy lememar, denehi de midaraisa shari latamos tuliya biyadayim. Yes, mida oraisa, you could be metami truma biyadayim, meaning midaraisa, it's yeshem lemisores, and you only have to guard truma tahora and not suffik truma tahora temeya. Afilohachi asr mia midrabban latamoso biyadayim. But surely the rabbanon would not have allowed you to be metami biyadayim, even if there's no mitzvah daraisa to be mishmeres. But surely they wouldn't allow that. Right, they wouldn't allow you to do it unless it's pseida dechulin. But if there's no pseida dechulin, just here for no reason, it's safik tamar, safik tar, just to put it in a makam tar for no reason, the rabbanan surely would not allow you to do that. So on a daraisa level, the Bnei Yeshua says you're right. Rabbi Yeshua would not make any chilukin between grama and maisa yashir, but it is a din derabbanan that he would be machalik. But if you look in Rabbi Chanan here says maybe there's another pshat. I don't think he quotes the Pnei Yeshua, but Rabbi Chanan here quotes an Osamaches. Hainu, on this line of grama versus yadayim, de kivan de holech le'ibud, suleka chiyuva de mishmeres. Since it's going le'ibud anyway, so there's no mishmeres trumosai. You write that pasuk, he agrees with that aspect of the Pnei Yeshua. Right, that pasuk, Yeshin Lumasaurus, there's only Truma Tahora is included. Avalatamos biyadayim ika isar acher. But there's a separate isar to me, Matame biyadayim, based on the Tosfos and Zachim Lama Gimel, Dilokin mi b'kol kodesh losiga. B'kol kodesh, a tummy person cannot touch anything kodesh. So that pasuk, anything kodesh, even includes Truma Savitame Savitar. Vafilo dasatosis makos de ain lokin, and even according to Tosfos and Makos Avyudala, you're not going to get Malkos for that. Mikomakam, Mabur, Begamar, Yavamis, Ayan Hay, is all of Shas right here. Nigia Kahila, Ha Aser Lechol, Aser Liga, Vahumi Daraisa. There's still going to be an Isser Daraisa. Still going to be an Isser Daraisa for Bechol Kodesh Losiga. Avakaman Besugi, and Lesam Ruba, Chashajubim Kain, Akacha, Inu Elamidrabanan. Fine. So therefore, Vechemi Tekamar Sham, Shani Asin, Dislo Tumamidrabanan. So if it's included in that pasig, so maybe that pasig is only with his direct. Al karach tzarach lomer to beholich li'ibud shari midaraisa gam l'tamosav yadayim, and Therefore, it would be included in that pasuk. Grama would be mutter if it's only an issue of b'chol kodesh lo sika. So that's really what the Gemara is saying. How can you say that? How can you compare the two cases? Fine, there's no mishmeres trumasai, but there's an issue of b'chol kodesh lo sika, and that's where Yeshua would not allow that directly, and our pasuk allows you to be mitami it directly, and therefore that is Rebbe Elchanan's different pshat than the Pnei Yeshua. Then he talks about in the next os why dafka a revius, if you could save a revius, what about chasi shir? Right, that's the big discussion, not for now. But this chilek of grama versus maisa yashira obviously comes up in many other areas of halacha. We'll just mention a few, just to get our feet wet a little bit. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chaf, talks about grama being mutter. Asiya hu da'asar on grama on Shabbos. We know grama on Shabbos is an iser derabanan, except for certain malachos. Certain malachos are inherently grama-like, and therefore, it would be usher if you do that malacha. But it's not that you do the malacha al yedei grama. That malacha is inherently grama-ish. The Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Samach talks about the malacha of winnowing. When I throw the mixture up in the air and the wind takes away the lighter chaff, and the heavier items fall to the ground. So the Gemara in the context of Eish, or the Gemara there, Daf Samach and Baba Kama, Tan Rabbanan, Libav Livsa Ruach, I light a fire in the Ruach, takes part in it, or Koach Acher Me'urav Bo, that's the nature of Eish, Im Yesh B'libu Yekdei Lavosa Chayef. If it was natural for the fire, for the wind to come and take part in it, Chayef, V'im La Pater, and if not, I'm going to be Pater. If it's not myself, but it's the wind that took it, so then I'm going to be potter. Ask the Gemara, my lehavi kizore v'ruach misayaso. Why wouldn't you be chayiv if the wind takes part, that you're chayiv for Zora, Rashi, t'chayiv mishum malacha b'shabes, ava b'isha, ruach misayaso, k'shu magbiya ha-tvua b'rachas. When I throw up the tvua, I use the wind. So here too, if I light a little fire, but I'm going to use the wind, why wouldn't I be chayiv? So the Gemara gives four different answers. The fourth one, Rav Ashi Yamar, ki amrinan zore v'ruach misayaso, hani mili le'inyin Shabbos. Only by Shabbos are we going to say that's chayiv. The malachas machshavas asra Torah. Malachas machshavas in your malacha has been niskayim. Rashi niskayim machshavaso. This is one of the few places, four or five, most of the time it's 15 the other way, that malachas machshavas is a chumra by Hilchos Shabbos. Usually malachas machshavas is a kula. It's a malacha, it's an emaisa outside of Shabbos. It's not a maisa in Shabbos and it's a kula. But sometimes, and this is the classic case in the Gemara, the malachas machshavas is a chumra for Shabbos. By Zorek, kind of looks like grama, you're using the wind, it's indirect, and yet you're going to be chayev, because niskayim machshavaso. Aval hacha, but by here by Eish, grama ba'almahu. It's indirect damage. The grama b'dizak and pater. It might be usser. Might be usser to do that, but it's pater. You're not going to have to pay for it. So that's Zora. So the Gemara already alludes to the fact that Zora is kind of grama-like in its nature, but that kachavi, that's the malacha that was done in the Mishkan, and therefore, you are going to be chayiv. If you look at the Shmir Shabbos in the Mavo talks about the principle of grama. In Hilchos Shabbos, he has the opposite, meaning he talks about the requirements for malacha, and the requirement is maisa. Maisa, in oschathe, in the mavo. Ein adam chayv al asiyas malacha, elem kenu ose pu'ula, unless he does an action, shemi mena yeshirus hamalacha te'ase. From that action, the malacha will be done directly. Avalam eina ose sa pu'ula, elarak goreim shemalacha te'ase, kitotsa mi maisa rishon. It's just a result, but it's not directly. Harizegra, that's called grama. Upater min haTorah va'aser midrabanan. That's only going to be aser midrabanan in that case. B'makom hefsid itir chachamim. Certain cases of hefsid, the chachamim would be matirit. Right, the cases of deleika, as the Gemara talks about. V'lachein, and therefore, some examples. Hamashlich zroim ogarine peros agave karka b'makom blach shibo yuchlo livno. Let's talk about some halachas that might appear grama-ish. What about zoreya? I just put the seed, if I color, that's direct. If I clean something, if I separate, that's direct. But what if I put a seed in the ground? And eventually it's going to rain and it's going to take roots, v'chulu. So that, yesh b'gach yeser Torah, umishum melecha zoreya. Right, that's the nature of zoreya. V'ilu kasher umashlech osam yimasak sham v'makam yavesh. But if I throw it into a dry area, kasher kshamim omim daredes, hurak gorim l'nevitasim. If I throw it into the grass, that's going to be direct. But if I throw it onto a dry area, and eventually it's going to rain and go into the ground, so that's gorim, v'yesh b'kach yisud rabbanan, that's going to be derabbanan. Or other examples that he gives. Actually, we'll get to other examples. But whenever you do a malacha in an indirect way, I throw water on the cement, and then it's going to go and the water, the grass as it goes rolls along the cement. So that's also going to be an issur d'rabbanan. But again, some malachas, even daraisa, have a grumma nature. So we mentioned zorah, but I'll mention others. What about bishul? Bishul, that's kind of grumma ish. I put the pot on the fire. Eventually, it's going to cook. Did I directly do something now? I created the situation for the malacha to be done. But maybe it's not inherently that, or the Aruch HaShulchan talks about, what about the malacha of Seda? Right, based on the Tosfos, but the malacha of Seda says, the Aruch HaShulchan, Shin Teh Zayin Yud Aleph, Mishuna Hi Malachas Seda, Mikala Malachos. So he says it's unique among malachas tzeda. To bechal a malacha, sorach l'asos a malacha. You have to do the malacha of a gram malacha in ochay min haTorah. The gram is not dechsev lo sasak a malacha asihu da asur a gram ashari. Of course, the Gemara in Shabbos kufchav ve'ilu malachas tzeda afilu gram achayev tzeda even gram you're going to be chayev. That's the Mishnah and daf kufav. If I close the door of my house and it happens to be a deer inside of it, I'm chayev. V'zeo grama, shei lo hechnes es atzvi lahabayis, I didn't put the deer in, el atzvi nechnas me'atzmo. V'rakhu garam b'nilas adelas shenitzod atzvi. V'tayma de b'milsa de b'pseido lo mikri ze grama. Because seida, that's not called grama. Zuhi tseidaso, Rashi says. Iker had seida hu maisa achrona, shenoel b'fnei atzvi. Right, that is the malacha of seida. So you have seida, and you have bishul, and you have zoreh. Right, all of these have in common, and it's about the result. It's not so much about the ma'isa. If it's a focus on the ma'isa, then that always excludes grama. But if the focus is on the result of the ma'isa, so then maybe it could even include others. That's why back to the Shmir Shabbos, the Shmir Shabbos talks about Ashovis Kedera Agava Eish. Even though it takes a long time, Ariel Chayev, Kimenshu Derech Bishol. Right? If I put samar, I put wool into a cauldron in order to dye it, so that's also going to be Chayev, but that's the Derech of Tzvia. It's only if something, what's grama? If something is normally done in a quick way, in a direct way, and I do it in an indirect way, so that would be grama, like most told. If you open up the refrigerator after a couple of minutes, the motor is going to go on, so that at most is going to be grama. You didn't directly do anything, that is grama. But there are other areas of halacha. If you look at the Gemara in Beitza and Daf Chav Zayin, the Gemara talks about the Issa Daraisa being matal mum bekachim. One is not allowed to make a mum in a karbon. In Issa Daraisa, what about Bizman Hazeh? Is it Issa Daraisa or not? That's a big discussion in the Rambam and the Chinuch. And the stipler has a piece on it, but if you look in Beis Achav Zayin Mabeis, Minayin Shelo Yigrom Lo Ayidei Davar Acher Shelo Yavi Batzik Odvela. Let's. What if I have an animal? I'm going to put dough. Where does this come up? It comes up by Bechor. Because by Bechor, that's the only carbon that we know. Once it gets a mum, it automatically loses its kedusha, and it's chulin biyata kohen, and the kohen could eat it. So the kohenim were chashudim to put mumin in. So what happens if he's just going to put a cookie, he's going to put some dough on the inside ear of the animal and put the animal with the other animals in the fenced off area. So what is that hope? He hopes that the other animals are going to go nibble at the dough and then nibble at the ear and eventually make a mum. So that's grama. Says the Gemara, that's an Isser Daraisa. And it's a daraisa being matal mum b'kachim, not the rabbanan. Daraisa. How do you know that it's asur to be garm shlo yavi batzik o dvei lavi aniyech lo agabi ha'ozen? Kedei she yavo akel levi etzlanu tamalomar kol mum. Kamar mum b'amar kol mum. Kol mum any mum. Even if it is going to be gotten in this way, that's going to be a problem. So that's beta, that's hatal mum b'kachim. Some say the isur, the same thing also. Shabbos kufyuter so sirus. The issur of castration, that also might be grumma-ish, even if it's only an indirect. Somebody takes a certain medicine that might make him sterile, but if you know that and there's no real tzara to do it, it could be a problem, even if it's just al yedei grumma. We know the Rambam tells us, what about murder? Murder, I think, grumma is pater. Right, murder's potter, that's based on Chazal and based on the Rambam and Hilchos Rotzeach Perek Gimel Halacha Yud. But it is interesting that the Tosfos in Maseches Gittin on Daf Ayin seems to say that there's more whenever we try to take into account whether the wind had a play in the murder. Somebody, Reuven, makes Shimon into a almost dead, and then it's windy, and you don't know if the Ruach mevalbalto and contributed to the murder. So do we really take that into account or not? So the Gemara says, yes, we do. Chayshina Shema Ruach bilbalto. That's the Gemara in Gihin Daf Ayin Amid Beis. But Tosfos points out, this is only by Gullus. By Shogig, when we're trying to figure out whether he's going to have to go to Ir Miklat. But by Mezid, he's Chayiv. By Mezid, we're not Choshesh. And the question is, what's the difference? So Tosfos says, there's some Chilek between Shogig and Mezid. Some Chilek. The Rashbin, Baba Kama, Daf Chav Zayin, we're more Machmir by Mezid. But it could be that when it comes to Mezid, even a grumma is going to be, even though mamish grumma is going to be putter, but if it's a little bit of grumma, we'll have a little more flexibility in terms of the chiyuv misa. But in terms of the chiyuv galus, maybe not. It's more focused on the maisa. What about forgetting Torah? Forgetting Torah, Rav Avadya has a big tshuva, Yabia Omer, Yaradeya, Beis Ches, forgetting Torah. So is that called, what his tshuva is, are you allowed to eat, let's say there's a certain type of food that Chazal say, this causes Shicharas HaTorah. If I eat it, am I violating the Isra of forgetting Torah, as it says in Pirkei Avos, or it's only grama, is that a problem? So that's a discussion. He said it's not Aser. If you look at the Rav Chaim Kanievsky has Sefer Zikaron, he lists off all the things that are good for memory and bad for memory. So he also talks about there in Nagdama about whether it's Mamish Aser to take part or not. The biggest topic maybe about grama, which is a separate topic which we're not going to go into, is in Nesek, meaning grama versus garmi. Many different days in the Rishonim, what's the difference, grama versus garmi? Some say there is no difference, that's Rashi, that there's only one concept, but most Rishonim assume there's a difference. The Ramban wrote a whole kuntras dina de garmi. It's some type of lack in the Maisa Hesek, either the item or a delay or the Maisa, something, but that's a little bit about grama. But grama comes up here in our sugya relating to the Isser of Tumas Truma. Have a great day.